Friday, July 27th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. What is Donald Trump and Sonny Perdue attempting to accomplish with their $12 billion tariff aid package? First and foremost, it is an attempt to hold the support of a key constituency during the fall election. They're hoping by handing out checks and making grand promises of what great things that will be gained for the ag sector when they win these trade wars, that farmers previously predisposed to vote for Trump will stay in the fold. It is a $12 billion use of taxpayer money to buy votes. Will it work? Hard to say. The ag economy is swirling like a turd in the toilet bowl getting flushed, and if the swirl is not stopped, it will soon suck in landlords, farmland values, bankers, and ag suppliers as the ag economy goes into a recession. That could create a blue wave in the fall election that would kick some GOP incumbents out of office. $12 billion is them putting their finger in the dike. I forecast that the ag economy was one big hit from getting into real trouble, and this trade war would appear to be enough to push it over the edge. Trump and Perdue are trying to cushion the fall. Little is known yet about how the Trump and Perdue tariff relief aid package will be administered. There were expected to be some direct payments to farmers for a new crop after September 1st. I will assume that those that sold new crop ahead at better prices will get the same check as those who didn't, so it may be a windfall for some farmers. Payments were not expected for old crop grain, so I think that means that there will be a lot of grain currently in bins on the farm that could become new crop again when sold later this fall. My plan had other objectives than those suggested so far in the current Trump-Perdue proposal. My objectives were to make farmers whole for tariff-related market losses from the market rather than from aid checks, while not benefiting Chinese buyers by allowing them to buy U.S. soybeans at a discount. The current spread between Brazilian and U.S. soybean prices has the 25% tariff fully priced in, so Chinese buyers could purchase U.S. soybeans and afford to pay the tariff. They are not doing that yet, so are getting enough supply elsewhere while hardening their retaliation by avoiding U.S. supply. I think that they'll eventually come to our market for some soybeans. I think that if we wanted to be tough on China, that the USDA should buy enough soybeans, taking them off the market so that prices would recover. U.S. farmers would much rather get their income from the market rather than from government aid. China broke our soybean market and then gets to take advantage of the lower prices? Give me a break. That hurts us, but how does that hurt them? I would start with the CCC purchasing 300 million bushels of soybeans at an approximate cost of near $2.7 billion. That should have a real impact on the market. If not enough to restore $10 soybeans, then buy another 100 million bushel until it does. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. With my soybean buying plan, farmers get checks for soybeans rather than government handouts. They'll be happier selling soybeans in the market than standing in line at the FSA office doing paperwork again to get a check to take to the banker. There will be a cost for storage, but someone's going to have to store them anyway. They will be the carryover stocks. Trump needs to make a deal with China, and part of that deal would be his selling these carryover soybean stocks to China, priced out over enough time to reduce their impact in the supply side of the market. It is not inconceivable that this could cost the government nothing. With my proposal, farmers get real money from the market, incomes are sustained, and they're frankly more likely to like Trump when it is over. I ran this by an old Cargill guy, and he said that it would work so well that they would never do it. It made too much sense. They need to get smart, and so far there's nothing smart about any of this. This plan could get us through the crisis for corn and soybean growers. Otherwise, farmers will shift 5 million acres from soybeans to corn next year, running away from the soybean carryover that is now relegated to being the global residual supply. That would overwhelm the corn market, ruining that one too. South America will go balls to the walls growing soybeans. Ending the trade war and normalizing tariffs is the best answer to the ag market problem. I don't think that China will surrender. Trump is a manure spreader when it comes to how great tariffs are and how easy trade wars are to win. If he presses it to the point where he wins, I think the ag sector will be refuge, run over, pushed to the side of the road. If he thinks that farmers will not vote for him despite the checks, he will turn on us like he did Harley Davidson, and he'll blame his failure in trade talks on farmers in the ag sector for not staying with him. If he can't eat it, spend it, or sleep with it, he loses interest in it pretty fast. Farmers seem to think that they get a different deal. They won't. You're listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.